Welcome to this audio guide. If the church is open, you are welcome to enter, but please show respect if a service is taking place. When Mullesons Church was consecrated on Midsummer's Day in 1866, it replaced an older wooden church which was located on the old cemetery by the harbour in the community. That church was probably built during a period of greatly increased herring fishing during the second half of the 16th century. In the first half of the 19th century, the church became too small for the growing population, whilst also being in great need of repairs. It was eventually decided that it would be replaced by a completely new church. The interior of the old wooden church is depicted on a painting which hangs on the present church's northern wall to the right of the exit door. That oil painting was made in 1856, just a few years before the church was demolished. Plans for the new church were made by the architect Hans Jakob Strömberg from Gothenburg, who had been given the instructions that the church should be an appropriate and worthy temple in accordance to the listeners' numbers and demands of time. In line with custom and tradition in other churches in Sweden, the church would have a men's side and a women's side, according to the demands of decency and modesty. Hans Jakob Strömberg was born in Strömstad and made the plans for, among other things, the Academic Society's house in Lund and two castles in Skåne. Strömberg was from the year 1853 head architect in Gothenburg. Beside renovation work in other things Gothenburg Cathedral, he also planned the Eastern Cemetery and designed Kvilla Church in Bohuslän, which is one of the largest country churches in Sweden. The old church was situated in a darker place and was out of the way. There were requests that the new church would be someplace more open and higher up, where it would be more visible in the community. Olson in Kungungsholmen donated the land for the church free of cost. Out of gratitude, he was given his own pew place in the church for eternity, the first half of the pews on the men's and the women's side. In the next part of this audio guide, you will hear about the church's fixtures.